Okay, I'm joined here by BBC journalist Chris Morris, who's covered the European Parliament before for quite some time, and I'm going to ask him a few questions just about covering the EU Parliament and what he thinks about it all. Chris, I've only just been here for a few days, but it seems like quite a surreal place. Is it a bit like covering a circus? Is that fair?
It's a really difficult place to cover in many ways because it's hard to sell a story to an editor, especially in the UK where there's a certain scepticism about covering these things anyway, because people are never quite sure when something actually happens. You know, there's a first reading, a second reading, a third reading, and when you say, "We've got an interesting story here," it's about how many chemicals you might have in your kids' toys, something people really care about, and they say, "Well, so is this going to become law today?" Well, no, not exactly. And then they lose interest. So it is a difficult place to cover. It's really complicated. The legislative process is complicated. And one of the problems with the Parliament, actually, compared to, you know, the great thing about the House of Commons, question time, this kind of little sort of bear pit of, mm-hmm. sort of people shouting at each other, and it's good theatre. Here, even if somebody makes a joke, it has to get translated into 15 different languages. And you can sometimes see if someone tells a joke and then people listen and they kind of laugh a bit here and laugh a bit. It's just tougher. I find it quite a tough place to cover. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've got some Chinese student journalists who've come over with us, and one of them said, "Oh, is this democracy? Because it's quite boring." It's quite a steady process. I was just wondering as well how Strasbourg compares to Brussels, because I've never been to the Brussels Parliament. I just wondered what your thoughts are on that.
Well, I mean, as you know, a lot of MEPs would like there to be only one seat for the Parliament in Brussels. It's kind of a long historical argument. France is determined to keep a seat in Strasbourg. They think it's symbolically important as a sort of symbol of Franco-German unity, and they just like their local political patronage it brings as well. I think for most people it's a complete waste of time coming down to Strasbourg. You've probably walked around and seen all the boxes outside every office, and you know, once a month there's this extraordinary sort of convoy of massive lorries filled up with boxes that literally bring the whole Parliament down here, lock, stock and barrel, apart from the building.
A bit like sort of medieval court.
It's a very, very odd thing, and I think a lot of people think it's a waste of money. But when they tried, you know, it's written into the treaties now, and countries that complain, you have to point out to them, well, you agreed to it too. You know, a British Prime Minister agreed to it, a Dutch Prime Minister agreed to it. They all agreed to it, so they can't say, well, it's been forced upon us, oh, it's just Brussels doing it. It's not, because it's what the Member States agreed to. Because that's the way that Europe works. It's always a compromise. And to get other things through, they've said, OK, we'll give France, keep Strasbourg, we'll formalise it in the treaty. But I think for most people, it's a bit of a pain in the neck to come down here, to be honest. Okay. And this building, it also, you know, don't forget, it looks busy now. It's full of people. 3 weeks out of every month, it's empty. There's nobody here apart from somebody cleaning the carpet.